Let's get on our feet. You ready to worship? Here we go.
One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they all got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." Well, Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. Well, in fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they all obey him."
Today we're going to talk about the power of God in our lives. The scriptures that we read, look for it. Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? It is our Jesus, amen? It is our God. I have decided, I've called out his name, I'm following Jesus now, and he knows the way. I've made up my mind, I'll leave it behind, no turning back, no turning. Turning back, no turning back. I've made up my mind. I'll leave it behind. No turning back, no turning back. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving him all that I am. No turning back, no turning back. You wanna come with me? He loves you the same. Won't you come with me? Just call out his name. Say, I have decided to follow Jesus. Say, I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm following Jesus. No turning back, no turning. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving him all that I am. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out."
With authority and power. That's what we're talking about this morning, the power of God infused into each and every life here. We just got to say yes, amen. Be open to his Holy Spirit.
Your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living water.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. As we prepare for prayer, let's sing a little song that we've sung several times before.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise. I rise, give me Jesus.
Let's sing that again. In the morning when I rise, sets everything in proper priority. Amen. Get up and say, good morning, Jesus. Be the Lord of my life today. I trust you to meet all my needs according to your riches and glory. I'm going to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness and trust you that everything else in my life that I need is going to come by your hand. Let's let this be our prayer this morning.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I
heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now with so much gratitude and thanks. Leading our feet here, the people online leading their hands to you, Christ, to click and watch you online. Thank you for all that you do for us. You work on a level that we cannot comprehend. Just like the massive blueprints we talked about last week in the sermon in the small groups, layer upon layer upon layer of just intricate complexity that you work through, all the relationships, all of our thoughts, our actions, everything, and it leads right up to now. Our feet are in here, Lord. Our bodies, we're ready to listen to you, to what you have to say through your message today, God. So once again, we ask that you would lead our hearts, lead our minds. Have them follow the feet that brought us in here. Have us to be ready, to be fertile soil, to listen to your message as it hits our ears, as we process it. Thank you for never leaving us where we are at, Holy Father. Thank you for always coming back to us, always finding us where we are, always leading us right back to you. We ask you to lead as you led us here into this place and led the people online. We ask that you would lead the church as a whole. Please bless the leaders of the church, Lord God. In this world where definitions are constantly getting tried to be redefined, you are one constant whole, God, so we cannot change anything to meet you. You are constant and whole. Please let us change to meet you. We ask for our country's leaders, Lord, that you would bless and lead them also. Have them to be holy men. Listen to their hearts as you touch them. Make their hearts malleable and moldable. Have them make decisions and lead the country in a way that you would seem right and righteous. Please bless this offering as it is received. As we said last week, that money represents time away from loved ones, from families. It's work, it's sweat, it's effort. And we know you said that where your treasure is, your heart is also. So we're taking something dear to us that you knew would be dear to us. We're trusting you with it. And we know that you said, test us, test you in this. So we know that you're going to go ahead and provide as you always do. You're going to take that and split that and multiply it and put it where it needs to be put. We just thank you for being constant and unchanging, Father. So please bless John today as he gives oration to your message, to your gospel. And once again, bless us as we receive it. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.